Good evening again, Rick. Well, for today, like I said, with everybody else, lawn work day. In the morning, at least, I went down to Covenant Hospital. I took Fred, KEAQCO, down. He's never been down to the hospital. He's going to be stationed there for the emergency exercise on Wednesday. So we ran through the entrance procedure, what he had to do. We checked out the equipment, the radios and all of that. Everything was operational. That computer hadn't been turned on since last September, so there was quite a few updates to do to the operating system. We got through all but one of those, so he should be in good shape come Wednesday to what's going on. I came home after that and trimmed around the outside, mowed the lawn, got everything cleaned up. I got my weed and feed down finally. It's about a month late. Pulled some dandelions. The neighbor behind doesn't do anything to their property. They don't mow the lawn, they don't pick up leaves, they don't shovel snow in the winter. They basically do nothing. So their lawn is got more yellow in it than green, and of course then it ends up in my lawn, and I got to contend with it. So hopefully the weed and feed does its job here with the rains coming in. I haven't looked outside. It was to the south of us, but and heading to the north and west, but supposed to rain over tonight into tomorrow morning. Wednesday is the emergency exercise out at the airport. We've got seven people participating, one down at Covenant Hospital, three at 911, and three at the airport. I just got forwarded an email a little bit earlier today from our county emergency manager that one of the administrators at the airport had sent out some requests. Of course, I didn't get it. She had an incorrect email address or something. Anyhow, Mark had forwarded it to me. I had to provide the names of those who were going to be out at the airport for security reasons. Again, everything has to meet FAA and security regulations and that to where we're going to be stationed. It will be on the air, out inside the airport fencing and property. So I just finished the email. I was sitting here. There'll be a couple of emails going out this week, one for the exercise on Thursday, meeting place, things like that, or on Wednesday, excuse me. And then on Saturday is the MS walk, so I'll be getting out an email to all of the participants that are going to help out with that on times to meet and what's going on there. So it's going to be another busy week here to get all that done. Once that's done, I'm off for until the following week when I head to Dayton. We'll be leaving early on Friday morning, usually about 4 or 4:30 in the morning, so we can be down to Dayton by 10. I like to park in the parking lot at the high school, especially if it rains at all, and usually by 10:30 that parking lot fills up. And then you're scrambling. The next parking lot with bus transportation is a half hour away, so this year only a five-minute bus trip from the parking lot to the fairgrounds, and if you take the other one, you're a half-hour ride in each direction. So got to be up and early and down there for that, and we'll have a good time. One of my friends that got me started at ham radio is again going with me this year, so we'll have a good time over the 3 days while we're down there. 73, everyone, we'll talk. We'll see some on Wednesday. We'll see some of you next Saturday, so have a good week, and we'll talk to you later. KJYBF, back to that.
Well, thank you, Ron. You have a good evening. And next we'll go to NAERL, and then we'll do a standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Dave, KCBOA.
Okay, Rick. Well, I'm pretty much done. Everybody have a good weekend. Back to you, NAERL.
Very good, Dave. You as well. You have a great weekend and a great week. KD8DX, I think he checked out, but Howard, if you get any comments, go ahead and relay them. KCBOA.